It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Our next guest is golf course architect Jay Blasey, who has made his mark with projects like Chambers Bay, Century World, and now a full redesign of Lakeside Country Club in Houston, Texas. Lakeside has deep history, originally designed by Ralph Plummer in 1952, renovated by Ron Pritchard in 1990, and then reshaped after Hurricane Harvey flooded the course in 2017, which led to the club's leadership beginning to rethink everything from infrastructure to playability, and ultimately turned to Jay to bring the creative vision to life. Jay, welcome to the show. Great to have you here with me and Charlie Epps.
Thanks so much for having me.
Congratulations on a job well done.
Well, I appreciate it. It was a long journey, but a lot of great people over there and a lot of fun.
It's amazing that the memberships today are so interested in getting their golf courses modernized and get it and allow you to do what you've done. I salute you. And then that beautiful clubhouse really stands out, and it's a great 18th hole coming in there. So my hat's off to you. It's really a great, great upgrade.
Well, thank you so much. As Will mentioned, you know, this whole project was kind of born out of unfortunate circumstances from Harvey. Ironically, the club was actually scheduled to do a project a couple weeks after Harvey hit. And then when Harvey hit, it compromised the clubhouse, and so everything went on hold, and they decided to build the new clubhouse, which, as you alluded to, is really quite spectacular. And then as we went through the process and worked with the membership to kind of establish goals for the facility moving forward, we were able to outline, you know, what was working well about the golf course and what areas had some challenges. And then there were a lot of opportunities out there. And so we feel what we've done is a pretty significant transformation that not only makes the golf course much more fun and playable and exciting, but it also served the critical need of addressing some of the infrastructure issues and setting the site up to survive big rain events in the future.
How much of the older DNA did you feel like you needed to preserve versus, I don't want to use the word modern golf, but you took us through on Monday a couple different styles of flatter courses in the South. How much did you need to preserve? How much new did you bring in?
Yeah, that's a great question. So with each club and their membership, you know, every site is different, every membership is different, and a club's history is different. And so we talked about all of that at length. And, you know, what we felt like, there were some real challenges in terms of what we needed in order to move forward. So there was a nice big property there, but the way that things were organized wasn't really serving the club that well. Lakeside has a big membership, you know, 1,000 members, and there's a lot of use out there. And so the practice facilities were undersized and not capable of handling the membership, whether that was driving range, short game practice, putting green. So all of those things we needed to address, and then those were going to ultimately have an impact on the golf course. We we touched upon the infrastructure and the flooding and the big rain events that were likely to happen. So in order to address all of those, by the time you looked at all of those issues, it was very clear that we were going to need to kind of reorganize the site. So rather than a restoration of what might have been originally built, this was focused on let's kind of reimagine the property and let's maximize the potential towards the future. So it's different with every club. There was no distinct directive, but as we worked through the process and established those goals, it became pretty clear that we were going to need to have kind of a completely new design in order to maximize the potential. Having said that, when there were certain holes that kind of fit well into the land and worked from a space aspect, you know, we didn't change things just for change's sake. So there are probably a half a dozen holes that kind of fit through the same corridors that there were before. But for consistency's sake, everything is brand new. All the tees, the greens, the bunkers, everything underground is completely new. And to your point, when we recognized that that's the road we were going to go down, we talked about, okay, well, what are the best golf courses in the South on flat ground? And if you kind of study golf throughout the U.S., it kind of jumps out right away that the best golf on flat ground in the South is in Charleston, South Carolina, where there's Yeamans Hall and Country Club of Charleston, and now they've even redone the Muni. And those golf courses all kind of have a certain look and feel. They were designed by guys named C.B. McDonald and Seth Rayner. And so we studied that, and we took that approach and brought that to Lakeside. We thought that would work well just from the function standpoint of the golf course, but also it would be something quite unique. Those were famous architects who kind of had their own unique style that's highly represented up in the Northeast and over on the East Coast, and there's none of it in Texas. And so we thought that that would be unique to bring to Texas as well.
Well, we also know that in the last 15 years, new grasses have been developed to increase green speed or the quality of a fairway, the type of rough. What grasses did you use? Did you stay with what was there, or did you bring in something new?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we talked about, you know, obviously in Houston, we're going to be using warm season grasses. The two kind of dominant varieties there are either Bermuda or Zoysia. Zoysia probably wouldn't work for us just due to the volume of play and the traffic and whatnot. So we had a great sense early on that we'd be using Bermuda grass. And as you mentioned, over the last 10 or 15 years, there's been huge advances in turf grasses. Lots of research has gone into it to make them more drought tolerant and kind of hold their color longer, all sorts of different stuff. And so we ended up choosing a new variety of Bermuda grass called Northbridge. We use that on the tees and the fairways and the rough areas. And then on the greens, we use Tiff Eagle. And Tiff Eagle has been around a little bit longer, kind of tried and true, tested. And so we did a lot of research, visited a lot of different clubs all over the South to get a handle on it. But we feel really good about the selections that we made. And, we picked Northbridge in particular because it can work okay or fairly well as a rough grass. Having Bermuda grass for rough can be challenging. Some are better than others. And so by having Northbridge, which is a little bit better than some others as a rough grass, that gave us some flexibility so that if we have the same grass as the fairway and the rough and the tees, if we ever want to kind of change our mowing patterns or adjust any lines or anything like that, it's the same turf, so we have that flexibility.
We've got superstar golf architect Jay Blasey with us on ESPN 97.5 Houston, the architect behind the new Lakeside Country Club. You can learn more about Jay's work at blaseygolf.com. Jay, you talked a lot about your conversations with the late, great Terry Hutcherson, rest his soul. What moment along the timeline of the renovation stands out to you most as the point where the vision really came to life?
Yeah, so Terry was the longtime superintendent at Lakeside Country Club. And so when I grew up in Wisconsin, I live in California now. And back in 2018, I had never heard of Lakeside Country Club in Houston. And Lakeside Country Club had never heard of me. And so there was a member there who was actively involved in the USGA as a key rules official. And he reached out to the leaders at the USGA, and somehow they gave him my name. And so former director of golf, C.W. Canfield, called me, and we talked for a long, long time. And I think I have like 7 pages of notes. And I think within a week I was in Houston checking it out. So that's when I first met Terry, and he had shared all sorts of the history of the club and told me his stories over the past 20 plus years. And throughout that whole process of interviewing and then eventually landing the job, you know, there was a lot of skepticism of where we would end up. You know, the club had been through a lot with the original design, the Pritchard work in 90, and then obviously Hurricane Harvey kind of shook everybody. And so as we went through the journey, it was fun. You know, Terry was kind of always our guiding light and key helper. And so finally, there kind of was a tipping point where it seemed like everybody was on board and ready to get started. And so nobody wanted this project to happen more than Terry. And as you alluded to, unfortunately, about a third of the way through construction, Terry passed away. And so that was a major hurdle for all of us. You know, as we went through the construction, everything went very smoothly. There were no, you know, crazy hiccups or roadblocks or any big surprises that threw us for a loop from the construction side of things. But losing Terry in the middle of it was a major jolt to all of us. And so as a result of all of Terry's efforts and his connection to the club, we ended up building a little 5-hole short course, and we've named that the Hutch. So he lives on with all of us every time we're out there, and we think of him often.
That's great. That's a good story right there. You know, golf is an amazing game, and when you can honor your friends like that, it means a lot to his family. And so that's a good story. I appreciate that.
The Hutch is so well done too, and it's just amazing the backboards you were able to create on the greens. And I love the little slopes and some of the middle of the greens that can help work your ball towards, you know, different pin locations. How much earth was moved in this project?
Yeah, so as we alluded to earlier, you know, a lot of this was infrastructure work. And so we tried to set the golf course up for long-term success in terms of drainage and flood storage. And so one of the things that we did was there were some lakes out on the property that had been added through the years. They weren't there before the golf course existed. And so we worked with civil engineers in the city of Houston, and we said, hey, we would love to remove those lakes, not fill them in, but basically convert them from a lake to a big swale or ravine. And by doing so, that would allow us in these big rain events, water to kind of fill up those areas without compromising the golf, the playable fairways and greens and tees. And then over time, that water goes down and goes away. So we did a bunch of that. Overall, we moved about 200,000 cubic yards of material to recraft the golf course. And most of that was really for drainage purposes. You know, it is a very flat site, so we tried to build some interest. Again, if you come out, if you had been there before and came back, it's still going to feel in general like a flat site. But as you walk the fairways, you'll notice that there's a lot more undulation. So we have 3% slope or more to move the water. So a lot of that was for drainage purposes, but about 200,000 cubic yards overall. And by doing that, that's what allowed us to create what we believe are really interesting green complexes that have a lot of fun, interesting slopes that a player can use on their approach shot. Or if they happen to miss the green, they can get very creative and use them on their recovery.
That's Jay Blasey, the architect behind the new Lakeside Country Club. You can learn more about Jay's work once again at blaseygolf.com. Jay, thanks so much for taking the time for us this morning, and congratulations on bringing the new Lakeside to life.
Well, thanks so much, guys. It was great to be with you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Congratulations, and thanks for making golf a better game.
And keep us updated on future projects, Jay. We'd love to have you on the show again. All right, that's Jay Blasey here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. We'll be back after this.
Mike Booker, chairman of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and holder of a record number of Texas Golf Association championships.
The Texas Golf Hall of Fame is the foundation of golf in our great state. So many great individuals, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Kathy Whitworth, Ben Crenshaw, Babe Zaharias, Tom Kite, and many more lead the way in making golf in Texas known around the world. Learn about the historic golf courses and the individuals that promoted the game through leadership, teaching, and passion. Texas and golf go hand in hand in the history of the game and camaraderie. Together we can honor the past, celebrate the present, and inspire future generations of Texas golfers. Golf is a sport for everyone, and I encourage you to experience the history of Texas golf digitally at texasgolfhof.org and share with your golf family and friends. That's texasgolfhof.org. See you on the course.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.